The show is called Hell's Kitchen. It's at the Niederlander Theater from now through November 30th. And two of the performers from this show, based loosely on Alicia Keys' life story with lots of her music. So if you love her music, you will love this show. With me right now on the radio, Jalen Bryant. And also with me is Rashada Dowin. Rashada, first of all,
hi.
It is so nice to talk with you.
Thank you so much for having me.
And what do you play in the show?
My role is Crystal, and I understudy Miss Liza Jane.
All right. And that Miss Liza role, I will tell you, the actress playing that is just absolutely incredible. I mean,
she is a legend. We love her.
Yeah, she truly is. And Jalen, you're a bit newer at this Broadway in Chicago stuff, aren't you?
Yes, I am. What's up?
What's up with you? What do you play?
So I am a swing. I cover four roles. I cover Nuck, who is Allie's love interest in the show.
Uh-huh.
I cover Ray, who plays a doorman. And I also cover Reek and Q, who are Nuck's best friends.
Now you've been on television, and you know I looked it up, and in a Chicago Fire episode, the episode was mm-hmm. Hose the Animal. What was that about?
I'm sorry?
The episode I think was called, the name of the episode was called Hose the Animal. That's what it was called. What was that? Do you know what you were not in a Chicago Fire episode?
I was in a Chicago Fire episode. However, I had a small role towards the beginning of the episode where I was impaled, actually. I was on a school bus, and our bus had gotten into a car crash with a garbage truck. It was a whole story. And I was impaled by one of the beams from the garbage truck, and so they had to rescue me.
So you were kind of out of it really fast because you were impaled?
Yes.
Oh, no, I think that's an actor's worst nightmare. You're on page one, and there is no you on page two. Now, you have Chicago roots, very much so. Both of you do. Jalen, what are yours?
So I'm born and raised here. I live right now in University Park, which is in the south suburbs.
Mm-hmm.
But all of my family is from the south side of Chicago. Hi, Grandma. Forgot to tell her that. but all of my family's from the south side of Chicago. And I started doing film work when I was a very young child actor. You know, all you got to do is, you know, look cute and know how to read. And so I was doing commercials and small roles like on Chicago Fire and Chicago Code and Sirens and things like that.
And Rashada? Similarly,
yes.
You have a South Shore, very specifically South Shore background. Tell me about that.
Oh, yeah. I'm born and raised from the south side of Chicago. And yes, I've done theater for almost 30 years now. I've been everywhere from Northlight to Chicago Shade, Paramount, Black Ensemble, ETA. So, yeah, I've been around for a little while.
But you use your, first of all, you've had a tough road. At the beginning, your mom passed away when you were very young. Did that in some way shape what you do now? First part of the question. The second part of the question is, you very much, when you're not on stage, you're on a very different stage helping other people.
Yeah, I guess you can say I'm a bit of a humanitarian. To answer your first question, yeah, I don't think there's one artist ever that's not inspired by their childhood. So we all have roots from how we were raised and early experiences. So I definitely think that that comes a part of the job. So I'm sure that has shaped a lot of my artistic choices. In terms of what I do when I'm not on stage, I just am a community girl. I've done everything from work for the Board of Education to community mental health to a substitute teacher in schools, a school consultant. I care a lot about Chicago and making sure that we all can have a wonderful and safe world to live in for my children.
And you have your own nonprofit?
I do. The name of my nonprofit is called B-Sly Productions, where we'd like to increase mental health and decrease violence through the power of performing arts. So we've done everything from hosted summer camps to host workshops, speak at schools. I usually tour classrooms and just talk to students about my story and share with them of how they can actually turn this craft into a profession.
Now, is Jalen a part of your Karaoke for Peace? Do you have him go out there to sing Sir Duke and other songs?
You know what? I can put him on the list. Jalen, look for a message from me soon, okay?
Amen. I know that's right.
Tell me about Karaoke for Peace. Are you all singing Kumbaya? What is that?
Okay, so I'll tell you. Karaoke for Peace was birthed out of a time when I was feeling powerless about all of the news coverage that was going on in the city, and I was trying to decide how to use the gifts that I have to contribute to safe environments for Chicago. So I decided to go and sing on the street corners of the 10 highest, that had the 10 highest homicide rates in the city, and just use my gifts. So I had my little speaker, had my microphone, had some signs, and just encouraged people to come and sing karaoke with me. And we did that 3 years in a row, and come to find out, statistics of crime rates were actually lowered every place that we went to sing. So it was quite powerful.
Well, let's ask a young person. Jalen, has music changed you in some way?
Absolutely.
Talk about it.
I think music has been my outlet since a very young age. I've been singing around this house and in church since I could remember. And sometimes I think it also gave me hope. Sometimes when you're not happy with the environment that you're in, you need hope. And I think music gave me that, and it gave me the drive that I wanted to go to college. And I was a first generation college graduate in my family, and I study musical theater, and I also love acting. So, like, blending the two, acting and music, when I got to musical theater school was legendary for me. And from there, it's taught me to, like, follow my dreams. And now I'm here on performing on the Nederlander stage, you know what I mean? So I think music has absolutely impacted my life. I listen to it when I want to calm down. I listen to it when I want to focus. I listen to it when I want to cry. I sing it when I want to cry. I sing it when I want to feel something. So, yeah, music is one of my core values.
How old are you, Jalen?
I'm 23 years old.
Okay, so in the show, Ali, who is the Alicia Keys character, really, is, I believe, 17 years old. Can you relate to, in some way, to her journey, which is in Hell's Kitchen, not necessarily a highfalutin place in New York City, and but surrounded by a lot of artistry, and look at where Alicia Keys landed, right? Can you relate to that in some way?
I can relate to it. I can relate to it a lot. I've always loved music, but I didn't really have a musical mentor until I got to college. And so without saying too much and spoiling the show, because y'all got to go see the show.
Yes.
I think I really resonate with Allie's relationship that she has with Miss Liza Jane as well, because there's always the relationship that you have with your parents when they're trying to make sure you survive. But when you find a passion and you have someone to help you learn about that passion and teach you the ins and outs of it, there is a different relationship that is built with that person that is unlike anything else. Not to compare the two. Obviously, your parent is still your parent, and there's also nothing that can compare to the love that you have for your mother or your father or your guardian, period. But I personally think that I've never related to such an arc that she's had, like the arc that she's had with Miss Liza Jane specifically.
Rashada? You are a fan, I assume, because you would never tell me otherwise if you weren't, of Alicia Keys' music. Is there a song that resonates more than any other for you in the show?
You know what? It's probably first my favorite song to perform in the show is Kaleidoscope, easily. That song is an original piece that was written for this production. So I really love that. But as far as like her catalog, I'm going to say Girl on Fire. And it's only because it's a song me and my daughter like scream at the top of our lungs. Anytime it comes on, she knows it. And she's 8, right? So she knows it. I know it. All of the kids, we go and sing around the schools know it. So it's really fun. And I love that song. Been singing it for years.
Rashada, what is the website for your nonprofit?
It's called B Fly Productions. That's B-F-L-I, Productions with an S.org. And it's all of information on there about what we do, what we have been doing since 2008. And it's really a gift to keep going. And if you ever want to get some coaching or have me come out to speak to your schools, I'm available.
She said speak to our schools, speak and sing, you mean, right?
Yes, that's true. I'm open for both.
Rashada, what a pleasure to talk to you. And Jalen, what I predict, I've got a crystal ball right here, is in a couple of years, you'll be starring in something, a Broadway in Chicago production or something else, and I'll be lucky enough.
Niederlander.
Yeah, well, I'll get there. But I'll be lucky enough to say I talked to you when. Jalen, great to talk to you. Rashada, great to talk to you. And as Rashada wants me to say, Hell's Kitchen through November 30th at the James Niederlander Theater downtown. Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much for having us.